Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today? Good? Yeah. Well, I love that song. My name is Eric Colquitt. I oversee our community outreach through our Love and Be initiatives, and I get the great privilege to hang out with our students every Wednesday night as a student pastor, and I love being there with them on Wednesday nights. I'm excited to be with you today. Let me ask you a question as we get started. How many of you remember the time when you were given the keys to the car and you drove out in the car by yourself for the first time? Does anybody remember that? Yep. Well, I remember that in my life. I don't remember all the details of it, but I do remember the moment. I was 16. My parents handed me the keys to their Chrysler Concord, super nice car. Nah. And somebody, a fan back here. I drove out onto the road, and I was thinking, had my hands at 10 and 2, of course. I was thinking, this is an incredible moment. This is unbelievable. I cannot believe I'm getting to do this. This is something that I'll always look back on. It was an incredible feeling of freedom. I felt like I'd won the lottery. But chances are, I think I was like, I don't even remember where I was going, like to the church or to the grocery store or maybe to a friend's house, just like two houses up the road. But it didn't matter because I'd been giving this amazing freedom. My parents had handed me the keys to the car, but they had handed me so much more in this moment because they had handed me responsibility. They had given me some responsibility, and that was a cool moment in my life. If you were with us last week, our pastor, Trey, kicked off a brand new series, and we began a new conversation about what it looks like to have influence and what it looks like to be successful leaders. And he helped us last week. He challenged us to think about, over this last week, to think about who we're leading and where they're going. So hopefully you began to do that this week. And so last week was all about the why. I hope if you weren't here last week that you'll take a minute and you'll go and you'll download our app and you catch week one's message. So last week was all about why this is important. Go check that out. But this week and for the next 2 weeks, we're going to spend a little time talking about how. If this is important, which it is, how do we do it? How do we give things away to people? How do we increase our influence? And so as I've already referenced, today we're going to focus in on responsibility. Responsibility is something that is so key into our own leadership. It's important, right? And a lot of us would agree that it's important. And many of us in the room might even be able to identify who a responsible person is. Like you know the traits and characteristics of a responsible person. If you consider yourself a responsible person, you may have even forgotten the steps it took to make you a responsible person. And because of that, I think there are many times that we miss opportunities with those people we're leading. We miss opportunities to give them more responsibility. But before we jump in too far, I want to throw some things out there that you might be already thinking, okay? Is responsibility a personality thing, or can somebody learn to be responsible? Is responsibility just part of certain people's makeup, a part of who they are? Or can you learn to be responsible? I think you can. Maybe you're thinking about another question. What does responsibility have to do with influence? And I would say everything. And I hope as we talk today, you'll see that too. But maybe you're asking yet another question. Maybe you're asking, why does this matter to me? What's the big deal? Why should I care? Well, as I said, last week we talked a lot about that. Trey helped us see why this is so important in our lives. He said that every single one of us in this room are leaders. We all have people in our life that we can influence. He said that every single person we encounter is an opportunity to leave a legacy. And if that's true, and if we're all leaders in this room, don't we all have a responsibility to do this well? See what I did there? I think we do. I think this is important. So let's think about some ways that we can help others in our lives become more responsible. So hopefully this week, you spent some time thinking about who in your life that you're leading. Maybe you're a parent and you begin to think about your kids, obviously. You thought about where they're going, how you're leading them. Maybe you're an employer and you begin to think about your organization, your company, your business, and you begin to think about the steps you're taking your employees through and where you're taking them and where you're all collectively going. Maybe you're a teacher or a coach. You do this a little bit more naturally, but maybe you begin to think about, take a different look at your students or your team and think about ways that you could lead them in a better way. But let me say something to those of you that are on the other side of this equation for a second. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you are a young person. Maybe you are just an employee, somebody a part of an organization. You don't really feel like you have a lot of influence. What about you? Why is this important to you? Well, I think that this subject, this idea of responsibility, gaining responsibility, is extremely important for you as well. And I believe that there are some things that you can do to position yourself to gain more responsibility. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But because this is so important to every single one of us, if this is something that we should try to figure out to do, when we find ourselves in this kind of position, I believe there's no better place to turn than to check out how God used people in the Bible to accomplish important things. There's no better place that we can look to figure this out. And so today, we're going to look at a guy that we talk about a lot here. His name's Paul. And he was the early architect the architect of the early church. Let me say that in a different way. He helped start the early church. And so with a task that large and as successful as he was, Paul definitely had some opportunities to pour in to the people in his life. There had to have been people that he spent time with. He literally traveled thousands of miles around the known world starting these churches. And if he hadn't have spent time giving over responsibility, giving over his leadership, I'm not sure where we'd be today. And so I want to look at Paul, and I want to look at the relationship he had with a guy by the name of Timothy. We know a lot about their relationship. Timothy is mentioned in 11 of the New Testament books. So we know a lot about Timothy as well. He was so important at starting the early church as well. And so I want to look at their relationship, and I believe that there are some things that we can learn from what Paul did with Timothy and how we can pass on responsibility to those that we're leading. We're going to kind of jump around a little bit as we look at their relationship, but if you'll just kind of follow along, I know that we can learn some things from their relationship. So let's start at the very beginning of their relationship. Let's check out how their relationship started. It's found in the book of Acts. It says this: Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey. So Paul starts out. He's ready to go around telling people about Jesus and starting churches. And he comes through Lystra, and he comes through Iconium. And he starts to hear about this guy named Timothy. He starts to hear about Timothy over and over and over. So I believe that Paul immediately recognizes the who in his life. He recognizes someone that he can spend some time with and pour into. And I think in our lives, just like with Paul's life, when we recognize people that we can pour our lives into, recognize people that we can give more influence to, that we should recognize another principle. It's this: responsibility is learned through relationship. Responsibility is learned through relationship. Now, this sounds simple. This sounds like, of course it does. But I think there's a lot of times as leaders, we miss an opportunity to truly connect with the people that we're leading. We have people in our organization, we have people on our team that we're going a certain direction, but I believe sometimes we miss an opportunity to truly connect with them, to build a relationship, to set them up for more responsibility. And that's exactly what Paul did with Timothy. And this brings out the first two keys that I want to point to in their relationship and learn from, and it's this: instruction and demonstration. Instruction and demonstration. This was so key early on in the relationship between Paul and Timothy. These two have to go together. They have to be tied together because you couldn't have one without the other. How many of you ever have heard or maybe experienced that instruction without demonstration leads to destruction? Right? Maybe you've experienced that. Maybe somebody said, hey, I need you to do an important task, but they didn't show you how to do the important task. How well did that go? Not very well, right? Didn't end well. Well, it would be like if my son came to me and said, hey, Dad, I'd love to go fishing for the first time. And I'd be like, all right, son, I'd love for you to go fishing. I tell you what, take this fishing pole, take this tackle box, go on down to the lake, and when you get there, make sure you pick out the right lure, tie it onto the line just right so it won't come off. And then once you get all set up, make sure you find the right spot to catch a fish. Then throw the lure in the water. That's right, cast it out in the water. But don't throw it too far. Don't throw it too short. Make sure you throw it in the right spot. And make sure you know what lure you have, because if you have a sinking lure and you reel too slow, then your lure will get stuck on the bottom and you'll lose it. But if you actually happen to hook a fish, make sure you pull just right back on the reel, because if you don't, you'll pull the hook out of its mouth. And if you actually get the fish to the shore, then when you get the fish out, be careful with it because you might need to throw it back. Make sure you're able to take that hook out just right. How successful do you think that would be with my son fishing? Not very. He'd be very frustrated. Probably by the time he got there and tried to figure the lure out, right? It wouldn't go well. Instruction and demonstration have to go together as we think about giving away responsibility to those people in our lives. And that's exactly what Paul did with Timothy. Let's go back to verse 3 and see what it says. Verse 3. There it is. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey. So Paul wanted to take, he saw Timothy, he heard a lot about him, and he wanted to take him with him. How many of you know that leadership is about taking people on a journey? And that's exactly what Paul did. Paul literally took him on a journey. That Paul traveled thousands of miles, and we know that he traveled hundreds of miles with Timothy along the way, going from place to place, talking to people about Jesus and starting churches. So there was lots of opportunity for Paul to build that relationship, to connect with Timothy, to spend a lot of time in instruction, talking to Timothy about exactly how things were going to go. And as they talked and as they went, then they would get to an opportunity where Paul could demonstrate. Let's keep reading. It says, as they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. You see, as they walked along this road, Paul said, hey, we're about to come to this next place. And when we get there, we're going to talk to the people about the message that the apostles and elders gave. So they would talk about it, and then they would get there, and Paul would show Timothy how it worked. He did this over and over and over. Just a few verses after this, Paul had another opportunity to demonstrate to Timothy what this looked like. It was the Sabbath, and so Paul decided to go down to the river because he knew a lot of people would be there that they could connect with. And when they got there, sure enough, there were people there. And Paul began to talk to people. And he connected with a woman named Lydia. And we're told that Lydia ended up accepting Jesus into her life, and her life was forever changed. But we're also told that not only Lydia's life was changed, but her entire household accepted Jesus, and they were all baptized. The reason I tell you that is because Paul, again, as soon as he met Timothy, he began to pour into him. He began to instruct him. He began to teach him. But then he immediately demonstrated what this looked like, what it looked like to talk to churches, what it looked like to connect with people and talk to them about Jesus, and what it meant, what it looked like for them to even be baptized. Paul, again and again, had opportunities to show and to demonstrate to Timothy along the way what it looked like to do these important things. And I think it's interesting to note here that Paul didn't just bring Timothy along this journey for him to make copies or to go get coffee and donuts. Those are important things, but he let him be a part of some very important tasks. Not only did he talk about them, But he said, hey, Timothy, come along with me. Let me show you what this is like. And he showed him over and over. He showed him how he would talk to a new church. He showed them how he would connect with people and talk to them about Jesus. So I think it's important for us to think about that as we lead people in our lives. Not only do we talk to them about it, not only do we demonstrate, but we bring them along with us so that they can learn and gain more responsibility. And I believe what Paul was doing with Timothy is he was instilling a passion in him for the work that was ahead of him. In my life, I had an opportunity to grow up in the home of a pastor. And from a very early age, he let me be a part of things that he was doing in his ministry. He had no idea that I would go into ministry at the time, but I got to see him do hospital visits, perform funerals, do weddings, and connect with so many people over and over. And that was so instrumental in me developing a passion for the work that I'm doing today. I also grew up in the home of a teacher. And every year as school would be about to get started, she was a second grade teacher, she would spend hours preparing her classroom, making copies, laminating things, getting her bulletin boards ready. And she would bring me along with her. I didn't like it most of the time, but it helped me see the value of responsibility when given an important task. And that instilled that value in me over and over. My parents gave me that key of responsibility, just like they did with the car. Think about your life. Maybe you grew up in the home of a father who worked with his hands and created great pieces of woodwork or fashioned things. And maybe that inspired something in your life and made you want to do something similar. Maybe your grandmother spent time with you showing you how to cook things and host people. She spent time with you instructing you about the recipes and how to cook things and host people a certain way. And then inspired that passion and that level of responsibility in your life as well. How could we do this with the people we're leading in our life? What are some steps that we could take this week to spend time in instruction, spend time building that relationship, connecting with them? Who could benefit from the experience that you have? How could you show people how to do important tasks? When we do these, when we do instruction and demonstration well, sometimes it could be weeks, sometimes it could be years, but when we do this step well, it leads us to the next step that I want to bring to your attention, and it's this: experience. This is the next key that we can give away to people to increase their responsibility, is experience. Now, this is one of the more difficult keys. This is more difficult things to do as we're thinking about giving away responsibility, because this is literally, instead of them doing tasks with us, this is literally us giving them away. This is delegation at its simplest. It's us taking the important task and say, hey, now you go do it. And that's very difficult for us to do many times. Paul did this with Timothy. After he would start a church, Paul would then take time and he would write a letter back to them. And he would encourage them and remind them of the things that they had talked about. Many times, Paul would go back and visit them to do the same things. And on a few occasions, Paul ended up sending Timothy to go in his place. And this was extremely important for Timothy. In a letter to the church of Thessalonica, check out what Paul says here about Timothy. Finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided to stay alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy to visit you. He is our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. You see, Paul said, hey, Timothy, you've watched me do this. We've talked about it. We've been together on this. Now you go and do this important task. He didn't just say, hey, go deliver a message. No, Paul was having him do some important things. He had Timothy go and strengthen them, encourage them, and keep them from being shaken from the troubles that they were going through. This wasn't a small task. Paul was giving away a big experience to Timothy, which was building more and more responsibility in his life. He did this other times as well. After Paul had gone on two journeys, he was getting ready for another one. And he wrote to the church of Corinth. And we know that he had sent Timothy to check in on this church. This was a difficult place to start a church. They had a lot of issues, a lot of things that they were dealing with. And so Timothy went to encourage them and to teach them. We know this time, though, he wasn't all that successful because Paul had to write another letter to this church after Timothy had been there. And see, this is what makes this step so difficult. Because a lot of times when we give away experiences to people, when we give away important things to them, sometimes we're allowing them an opportunity to make mistakes. We're allowing them an opportunity to fail. And that can be a very scary place for us, not only for them, but sometimes when they're doing things on our behalf, and if they mess up, it makes us look bad. And so sometimes this is so hard for us to do, but it's so important in the life of the people we're leading to develop leadership, to develop responsibility. I've had so many other people give me opportunities in my life as well to experience big things. I went to Auburn University for my college experience, and not long after I got there, I joined a church a few miles from campus. I then joined the college ministry there that was established, and not long after that, I got in there, we got a brand new college pastor, and his name was Chris. Chris and I got to know each other. He began to pour into me. He began to instruct me and show me how college ministry worked and what it looked like to bring more people to know Jesus. And as we went along, he ended up giving me more things and more things and more keys. This ministry, oh, by the way, included T.J. Goff, our worship pastor. We were at Auburn together. But as we went along, he gave me more tasks to do. One of the things he gave me was to plan an annual trip that our college students went on. I led a team of other college students to take about 200 college students down to Panama City Beach, and during the day we'd talk to people about Jesus, and then at night we'd do our own event. And so this was an invaluable experience for what I'm doing today. And as he let me lead along the way, I got experience after experience, and I got to see our college ministry grow from about 30 to 40 people to about 500 to 700 people on a weekly basis. And as he gave me things, do you think I always did those things well? Do you think I messed up a few times? Of course I did. I was a college student. I didn't know what I was doing in every case. But there were also some opportunities for success there. And as he gave me things, it helped me build ministry muscles for what I'm doing today. Think about your life. Are you allowing the people that you're leading to have an opportunity to do big things? Maybe to even make mistakes. Are you allowing them an opportunity to fail? This is so important as we seek to hand over responsibility to the people that we're leading. So let's review for a second. Here's where we've been. We've talked about instruction. We've talked about demonstration. And we've talked about experience. There's one more key that I want to talk to you about. And it's a key that sometimes we sometimes forget. And it's this: assessment. Assessment. What's this about? Well, this is like after you have gone through an experience together, you sit down and you kind of debrief whatever you've just gone through. You know, it's like you've done this big task and you sit down and you say, what were the wins? What were the losses? A lot of times as leaders, we blow right by this step because it feels inefficient to us. It feels unimportant to us. But it is so key as we seek to help those that we're leading learn and learn more responsibility. Paul did this for Timothy as well. We don't have a recorded conversation of Paul sitting down with Timothy and saying, hey, how did this work? But we do know exactly what Paul felt about Timothy as he grew and as he began to take on more things. In another letter to the church of Philippi this time, Paul tells us what he thinks about Timothy. Check it out. If the Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you as soon for a visit. Then he can cheer me up by telling me how you are getting along. I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. But you know how Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with his father, he has served me in preaching the good news. So we see exactly what Paul felt about Timothy. He said, there's no one else who genuinely cares as much as Timothy does. Timothy has proved himself. We see that Paul had spent time with them and built a relationship with him. And we see that he assessed him in a way that knew that he was being successful, that he was having good influence. A lot of times we think about this step, we think about evaluation. Sometimes it gets into the negative. We think about critiquing, right? We think about, well, you didn't do that quite right. I want to kind of change our thinking on this when we think about evaluation. I instead would rather think about it like coaching. In fact, if we had some coaches in the room, I could have you come up here and talk to us all about this. This is what you do every day. You spend time with your team talking about how to make a better pass, be in a better position, have a different technique. What are you doing? You're coaching them up. You're helping them be a better version of themselves, make better plays, and collectively be a better team to go for the win. That's how we need to think about assessing those that we're leading, coaching them up. What steps could you take this week to build in a process where you spend time evaluating those that you're leading after you've given them an important task? What could you do this week? So here are the things that we've talked through: instruction, demonstration, experience, assessment. These all add up to the big idea. When we implement these steps, these position us to leave a legacy that God has called us to leave. A legacy where we're passing on responsibility. How can you implement these steps in your life? Last week we said, who are we leading and where are we leading them? When we implement this idea, ultimately we're leading them towards application. Responsibility leads them to application. And application leads them to wisdom. And isn't that what we want at the end of the day? The people that we're leading to be more wise about what we're doing? To know, to have confidence in their work? And the cool thing about that is when they get there, they can help others in the organization as well. They can help others lead around them. And that's ultimately where we should be. And our bottom line today is this. When we hand over the keys of responsibility, responsibility carries on. Ultimately, our goal should be to hand over our leadership, to hand over our influence, so that responsibility can carry on, so that others can help people that are behind them know how to do the things as well. So let me ask you this question. Who are you handing the keys to? Who are you handing the keys to? Are you handing them in a way that's building responsibility into them? Or are you just giving them a task and hoping that they'll make it happen? Are you building that relationship that allows you to connect with them in a way that they know the right steps to take? Who are you handing the keys to? Before I close, as I said, I wanted to take a minute and talk to the other side of the room. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you're just working in an organization. And you'd like to take a step up. You'd like to be promoted. You'd like to gain more responsibility, but you're just not sure how. You don't know what you should do. Well, responsibility comes from the root word respond. So the first thing I would ask you is, how are you responding to those that are leading you? How are you responding? We started today with this principle. Responsibility is learned through relationship. What's the relationship like on your end to the person that's leading you? Why is that important? Well, responsibility is learned through relationship, but responsibility begins with availability. Are you available? Are you available to do whatever is asked of you? Even the small stuff. Are you excited about it? That's hard to do sometimes. Are you excited to do what someone's asking you to do? When you take the steps to respond in the right way, to make yourself available, to take ownership, so many people will notice. Other people will notice. And they'll give you even more things to do, to give you more responsibility. So many people did this in my life. My parents gave me keys of responsibility. My college pastor gave me some keys of responsibility. So many people have done this for me. I'm about to do this in my life. My daughter is about to start driving. It's crazy. I can't believe it. Am I nervous? Of course I am. But I'm so excited to give her this opportunity. I'm so excited to give her this responsibility. It was given to me, and I'm excited to give her that as well. Because when we hand over the keys of responsibility, responsibility carries on. How can we work on instruction and demonstration this week? How can we work on giving away experiences to others that we're leading? How can we build in a time of assessment to those that we're leading? As we close, I want to give you a final picture of what this looked like with Paul and Timothy and what their relationship looked like. At the end of Paul's ministry, he knew his time was almost up. In fact, a lot of scholars believe that as he wrote what I'm about to read you, he even knew that he was about to be executed. And so he wanted to write to Timothy one last time and give him some encouraging words. Check this out. Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. He said, hey, Timothy, you're ready. You've seen me. We've talked about it. We've been together, and you've seen how this works. You've done it yourself. You're ready for this step. The things you've heard me say by many people, now teach these truths to other reliable people. In other words, Timothy, it's your turn now. Go and lead well. Because here's the deal. When you hand over the keys of responsibility, responsibility carries on. And for the Christ followers in the room, when we work on this, when we work on handing over responsibility, we also have an opportunity to pass on our faith as well. We have an opportunity to pass on the values that God has instilled in us. Paul did this for Timothy. And Timothy did this again for so many others behind him. And that's why we're here today. So I'd ask you, how can you do these steps in your life today, this week? I know we've talked about a lot of different ways to do this. Maybe pick one. How can you hand things over to people? How can you spend some time encouraging them? Ask God to show you this week with the people that you're leading so that we can better leave a legacy behind in a way that honors God, in a way that brings people up, that gives them more influence and leadership. I think we can do that this week. And then come back next week, because we're going to give you another thing, another practical step that you can do and that you can work on as you lead the people around you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for just a reminder about the importance of the people that we're leading. And the importance that we have to lead them well. Help us do that. Help us take steps to give away responsibility so that others in our lives can take ownership of the things that we're asking them to do and lead well and leave a legacy behind them as well. Thank you for this example of Paul and Timothy. Help us to begin to take steps to lead in a better way.